Coming to Lorain County is an opportunity for your son or daughter to audition for the Moscow Ballet. And on the line, we have Sally from the Moscow Ballet. Sally, good morning. Welcome to the morning show. First of all, Sally, what do you do for the Moscow Ballet? What is your role?
I am the PR director for Moscow Ballet when it tours in North America. As you can tell, I don't have a Russian accent.
No, I was expecting that Russian accent. I mean, what happened to that?
It's lovely, but I don't have it.
Well, tell us a little bit about this audition opportunity. This is fantastic.
Yes. Moscow Ballet has a lot of community engagement programs, and one of them is Dance With Us, where we send a Russian ballerina to each city that we tour to, and he or she auditions local ballet students to dance with the company in the professional performance. There are 36 company members, and there are about 50 to 60 children in the cast. And they are in roles from little snowflakes to party children to scary mice and a few other roles for different ages. So you can be 6 years old all the way up to 18 years old and audition.
Remind us a little bit about the significance of the Moscow Ballet specifically.
Well, Moscow Ballet dancers are all Russian-trained. Vaganova is the name of the method. And they are known as being the best dancers in the world. The performance is the full Tchaikovsky Nutcracker music. And when you see it with 34 Russian dancers, it's just stunning, I have to say. And I've said this for many years, and it's still stunning. The performance is inspiring and beautiful and even funny and quirky in places.
Well,
so it's a pleasure for all.
I know absolutely nothing about ballet, but I've heard of the Moscow Ballet. So as soon as I saw that, I go, you know, this is top notch. And let's emphasize, this is an opportunity for, a local ballet dancer, boy or girl, to audition for this world-renowned ballet.
Yes, and then when a child is accepted to perform, then on the day of the performance, the company comes into town in the morning. So the local children are backstage at the Hope Theater, you know, with the Russians. They're hearing Russian chatter all around them and watching the makeup get put on, and they rehearse with the Russians. So that kind of an experience, never mind being on stage, just even being backstage with the Russian company, is really once in a lifetime, you know, memories for your grandchildren kind of thing.
And this is for the Nutcracker, correct?
Yes, yeah. This is the Nutcracker. We have named our version the Great Russian Nutcracker because there are some extra Russian pieces in it. For example, Father Christmas and Snow Maiden, which we would have called Santa Claus and his daughter, cross the stage in their lovely blue and silver sparkling costumes, not green and red, and they travel in a troika sleigh, a Russian sleigh, which is a three-pointed sleigh that's pulled by horses. So there are little other pieces like that that are Russian influence. So it's the Great Russian Nutcracker.
We are talking to Sally Michael Keys this morning. We are talking about the opportunity for your son or daughter to audition for the Moscow Ballet for their performance of the Nutcracker. So when are the auditions? How do they work? How do you get in?
Okay. They are this coming Tuesday at 5 o'clock at the Moscow Ballet Host Dance Studio in the area, and that is Avon Lake Dance. And they are at 32925 Pin Oak Parkway in Avon Lake, but the easy way to get the information is go to nutcracker.com/dance, D-A-N-C-E, and you pull up your city, Elyria, and then all this information will come up. And you can sign up, which is the best thing to do ahead of time.
And this is a live audition. This isn't one of those things where you send in a recording or anything. This is a live audition.
Oh, yes. Very, very live. They will meet and work with Bogdana Kopi is our ballerina who's coming to Avon Lake. She's a lovely person. I just had lunch with her yesterday before she went out on the road to get up to Elyria. And very sweet and has worked with children a lot. So it's a very nice experience. It's not like a big Russian dramatic, a prima ballerina kind of thing.
I got to ask you, I mean, ballet dancers, they have to be in tip-top shape. What do they eat for lunch?
Well, it's so funny. They can eat a lot because they use a lot of calories, but they always eat good food, nothing pre-prepared. You know, for, they'll have a salad, they'll have meat and vegetables, but they won't go and buy a prepackaged kind of item. Very healthy food.
Yeah, I don't imagine them ordering off a menu. I would think that, you know, they have somebody who, you know, cooks their food for them because they've got to be in, again, tip-top shape. So they go to restaurants like everybody else. This is great.
Yeah, they do. They do. They just don't order the ice cream sundae for lunch, you know.
Now, are you allowed to order the ice cream sundae?
I am.
Good.
I try to resist, but I don't always.
All right. Well, listen, so we got the ice cream. All you need is the Russian accent. We'll be just fine.
Exactly.
Now, how many kids are they accepting?
Up to 60. There are about 12 in the younger groups. There are 5 different group skill levels, so there's 12 in each level. Lots of roles.
And how do they know if they've been accepted? How does that process work?
Right then and there at the audition. By the end of the audition, the children are told what role they're in, and then they get their rehearsal schedule. They will rehearse with Bogdana for about 4 days, and then she leaves and goes to the next city, and the children keep rehearsing until the show. And then they see her again at the show, and they work with her in that rehearsal right before the live performance.
And then when is the show?
The show is Tuesday, November 5, 7 o'clock at the Stocker Center Hoke Theater.
This is an amazing opportunity. Again, if you can give us the where and when one more time.
Yes. The audition is on Tuesday, 5 o'clock at Avon Lake Dance, and that's in Avon Lake. And to register and to find out all the details, go to nutcracker.com/dance, D-A-N-C-E.
You know what? I didn't think to ask this before. Do they have to come in with a special dance prepared, or are they told what to do?
No. Yeah, they do not have to be prepared, and they just wear regular leotards and tights. And then we will guide them. They just have to bring themselves, and we'll guide them through it.
And this is for boys and girls.
Yes, absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, I appreciate you being on. Sally Michael Keyes from the Moscow Ballet. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us on. We really appreciate it.